Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Trout swings at this one, blasts the ball deep. This is well hit, and it is gone. Mike Trout joins the 400 home run club.
The Angels and AM 830 would like to congratulate Mike Trout for hitting his 400th major league home run.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. Today is closing day of the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Closing day means mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers, plus competitive racing from the first race to the last. Join us for the closing day of the meet. And after our final closing day race, exciting live racing continues at night at Los Al. Tonight, we'll have another great card with action-packed thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. And remember, the pools for our traditional nighttime pick six are always great. Last Sunday evening, our total pool was over $120,000. Want to enjoy the daytime racing action in style? The Vessels Club is the perfect place. Enjoy top simulcast action from across the country. For Vessels Club reservations for Santa Anita's upcoming weekend, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with first post time at 1 p.m. each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through September 21st. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on what is closing day of a very short two-weekend meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Should be a lot of fun today. Mandatory payouts. And, hey, we got a pick six carryover coming into closing day at Los Al, right at $28,000. And according to what Kurt Hoover said on the satellite signal late yesterday afternoon, that pool could hit right about $200,000. So looking forward to it very much. By the way, Kurt will be joining us top of the next hour. A lot to discuss. I think the biggest story in racing yesterday had to be, I think we could say up to now, maybe a bit of a star-crossed Baeza. He's danced a lot of dances. He's faced the good ones, sovereignty, journalism, and so on. Yesterday, it was his turn. He broke through in the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby, and a career win, certainly, for jockey Hector Berrios. John Sheriff's just greatly relieved. You could see him in the paddock. He wanted to keep this horse, you know, grounded. Apparently, he came into the paddock a little bit hot yesterday. That's what the guys on FanDuel were saying. So John was at his head all the way through that paddock process, reading the game story from Parks yesterday, describing John Sheriff's. He says, the guy who wrote it, standing on the rail between the finish line and the first turn at Parks Racing, trainer John Sheriff's waited until the horses were several strides past the wire before he lifted his arms over his head, fist clenched, and looked to the sky. Finally, he had something to celebrate, and you know that tasted sweet yesterday. Some of John's quotes following the race said this win in the Pennsylvania Derby ranked right with some of what Zenyatta had accomplished. Certainly a big statement, and it's full steam ahead now to Saturday, November 1, the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar. That is shaping up as a truly great race. Let's get back to upstate New York and say hello to John Hardoon on behalf of the Ragazin Sheets, see what's on his mind. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing? And I know you'd agree that was a big win for the Connections yesterday with Baeza breaking through to finally get that first grade one.
It certainly was, Mike, and congratulations to John Sheriffs, Hector Berrios, and the rest of the Connections. He actually did an unbelievable job. I mean, he ran very, very well. It's a tricky track, Mike. A lot of horses don't like that surface. It's very deep. You know, there were horses earlier on the card like Barnes for Baffert that just didn't show up. He went off at a real short price. Gossiger in this race, in the Pennsylvania Derby, he didn't run a step. Everyone expected him to run better, but he didn't. But take nothing away from Baeza because he ran super. The race set up well for him. He got a terrific ride. He stayed out of trouble. He circled the field, and at the top of the stretch, you knew it was over.
Let me ask you, John, visually, I want to get your take. I'll tell you what mine was. Watching him come through the lane, obviously he was much best yesterday, and I certainly appreciate what you had to say about the surface there at Parks, but I just got the feeling the way he finished up, the way he did it, there's still a lot of upside with this guy, and they, you know, they got to be excited with getting a rematch with the likes of Journalism and Sovereignty in the Classic November 1 at Del Mar.
Yeah, but they still have an advantage over him, Mike. They've beaten him every time for the most part. And, you know, they're also getting better. That's the problem. He could be getting better, and there's no question about it because it certainly looks like that after yesterday's performance. But that being said, you know, Sovereignty supposedly training out of his mind, and Journalism ran real well, you know, in defeat last time out. So I don't know. It's tough. It really is.
And Journalism with a maintenance half mile yesterday at Santa Anita. We'll get an update on that and much more from Andy Harrington in the second hour. Just want to share with you, John, sentiments from Dottie and Gordo Sheriffs. You know, she's back there with her husband, John, and she said, I sent her a congrats, and she said, thanks, Mike. I am elated for John the horse and California Racing, and there's no doubt about it. We've taken a lot of body blows. Baeza, what he's doing, what Journalism has done, this is really good for all of us out here trying to get this ship moving out of port and back to doing good things on the national scale.
And she's 100% right, Mike. I mean, listen, she's terrific for the game. She's a terrific ambassador, you know. Yeah. And when she talks, people should listen because she certainly knows what she's talking about.
Congrats to the owners as well. I mean, a $1.2 million son of McKenzie and owned by CRK Stable, Lee and Susan Searing, along with the Breeders' Grandview Equine. John, the race before the Pennsylvania Derby yesterday, it was a heck of a race. The Cotillion there at Parks, that went as race number 13. It was Brendan Walsh and Irad Ortiz teaming up with Klee Quo. A big effort, and I thought a tremendous effort from the runner-up, Dry Powder, Chad Summers and Antonio Fresu, Southern California-based jock. His first time aboard this Daughter of Gun Runner. She was extremely game through the lane. Was, you know, she just battled throughout and somehow managed to hang on and win that photo for the place.
Yeah, and she had a race over the track, Mike, so that was obviously important. The big favorites in the race, good cheer from Brad Cox and Scottish Lassie, the first and second choices, they just did not show up. They obviously, good chaser, just, you could tell. It looked like she was running in quicksand, to tell you the truth. She was one of those horses that I think didn't like the surface. Listen, everybody has excuses after they run poorly, but yesterday there may have been some legitimacy to those excuses.
And you put that all into the mix in terms of the parimutuel situation for the two-day Breeders' Cup at Del Mar, and it's going to be what people want. It's called value.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to get. That's what they usually get over those days for the most part. And this year's Classic is going to be one for the ages, I think.
I totally agree. Hey, John, a significant milestone yesterday. Kazushi Kimura had a double, and he knocked down win number 1,000 on a Steve Knapp trainee in race 5 at Los Alamitos named Teeing Off. He's on 7 today. And, you know, he and Kyle Frey are separated by one win. Frey, along with Edgar Pierres, are in second position for leading rider with, I think, 5 wins each. And Kazushi has 6. So we're going to have Kazushi's agent, Brian Beach, toward the top of this hour as Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts has a day off. Anything else you want to mention in terms of a recap yesterday, John?
No, we're about covered, and Mike, obviously Baffert won the stake with Juan Hernandez easily. And
out here, yeah.
What else is new?
Dark Mirage.
Baffert winning a stake at Low Sal.
Yeah, no show wagering at $2.40 Win Mutual. Yeah, Baffert winning a stake at Del Mar Ho-Hum. That was a $75,000 Dark Mirage. Owned in part by a guy I played Colt League baseball with, John. I'll give you a little trivia. Guy by the name of John Rogitz. And he presented Mr. Baffert, I mentioned on air, with some very unflattering statistics from my early season that year, whatever it was a long time ago. Bob called me over, of course, with an audience. He said, I thought you said you were pretty good. Showed me these stats. I think my average was sub 200 or something. But anyway, John, life goes on, and Baffert keeps winning stakes at Los Alamitos. Again, today is closing day, but I think for hour one for radio, you'll probably stick close to home, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the seventh race today. By the way, it's an absolutely beautiful day in New York. It's in the 70s, no rain in sight. And I like a price horse in here, Ralph. Mike, I'm sorry. I like the number five horse in here, Grammy Girl, a four-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. This horse absolutely loves Aqueduct. Six starts here, two wins, a second, two thirds. She's listed at 12-1 on the morning line. I like number five, Grammy Girl, to upset and win today's seventh race out of Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, and post time for that, 4:10 Eastern. John, tell us about that website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, we have Belmont at Aqueduct, and we have Los Alamitos closing day.
Okay, closing day. I'm really interested to get your thoughts on the 10-race card out here. We get underway at 1 o'clock Pacific, and John, we'll have you on the back end of the show. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Yeah, you as well. We're joined now by really a key figure here in California racing. He heads up the Thoroughbred Owners of California, Mr. Bill Nader, with a tremendous resume. We had him on during the Del Mar meet and prior to that. Wanted to get Bill on today because some good news coming from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association and the TOC a few days ago regarding a California-bred maiden bonus increase, significant, that's going to kick in opening day of Santa Anita's Classic meet, and that'll be December 26th. By the way, folks, they are entering this morning for opening day of the autumn meet right now at Santa Anita. Bill Nader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Doing great. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. Give us the specifics, if you can, on this cowbred maiden bonus situation. By the way, it was nice to run into you, but unfortunately at a very somber occasion this past Monday, we had a celebration of life for a long time. Absolute superstar of an employee, Frank Garcia, at Santa Anita in the chandelier room, and was able to catch up with both you and longtime racing executive Alan Gutterman. So we talked about this, but fill us in on the news coming out a few days ago.
Mike, it's part of the big turnaround, I think, in 2025 that we've experienced here in Southern California. You know, on February 28th of this year, the purses, the overnight purses at every race run in Southern California in 2025 were increased. That was at Santa Anita, as well as Los Alamitos and Del Mar. And when you look at where we are now, we haven't heard the word underpayment in several years.
That's right.
And when we finish up 2025, just to put it in perspective, Del Mar will finish this year with a purse underpayment, which is incredible considering it was seven figures coming into the year. I think Los Alamitos potentially could also be in the same position of an underpayment. And they started the year with an overpayment of nearly $500,000. So that's another big turnaround. And Santa Anita has made tremendous progress in whittling down a purse overpayment that was out of sight. So
right.
With all of that, the purses have come up. The underpayment, the overpayment has been pretty much erased. And now another step forward as we continue to, as I said earlier, turn it around in 2025 is through all of the great progress that we've made throughout the year and the positive trends that we've experienced, we're able to now, and again, making something that I've said all from the very beginning, is trying to make the most effective and efficient use of our single source income in California to really solidify our foundation and get us on the right path to move forward. And so this is just another layer of that by, you know, coming back to a single circuit, redirecting the money and targeting it to its best use. For the first time in a long time, we're able to take these CalBread maiden bonus awards back up. And so what that means is, as you mentioned, December 26th, the start of the classic meet at Santa Anita, the CalBread maiden bonus, and this is under the CTBA umbrella, will go up from $10,000 to $12,500. And that'll be true not only for the classic meet, but also for the spring / Hollywood meet,
yes,
as well as the fall meet in 2026. So across the board at Santa Anita, a 25% increase from $10,000 to $12,500. And for the Del Mar summer meet, that same award for a CalBread maiden special weight race will go from $12,500 all the way back up to $15,000. So this is right in advance of the sale coming up on Tuesday at Pomona. So good news and another positive indication that we're trending the right way.
Yeah, and that sale is the California yearling sale. Fassie Tipton is running it. By the way, I'm going to have Amy Atkinson on. She works now for Fassie Tipton, a longtime employee in the racing office at Santa Anita. That's good news. You mentioned single source. That, of course, alludes to the fact we don't have ancillary sources that other places do, like NYRA, like Oaklawn Park, like Gulfstream Park, where, you know, they have access to gaming revenue, although certainly in South Florida now, that's in question in terms of the long view. This is important. Additionally, the consolidation of the two circuits, this has really helped tremendously, and nobody wanted to see Golden Gate go away or the fairs go away, but we were at a point in time, Bill, I think it's pretty obvious to see now this is what needed to be done. Now, the other shoe dropping in that regard is going to be the full crop, because so many horses were bred with the likelihood of them running, you know, on the lesser circuit up north. So that's going to be something to be addressed. And I know Doug Burge and his team at the CTBA, that's job one.
Yeah, it is. And some of the other things, when we look at full crop, we look at field size as well. And when you look at this year, again, in the turnaround year of 2025, we've seen, you know, we just saw Saratoga, which, you know, has all the advantages that you just mentioned. And their field size dropped from 7.92 last year at Saratoga to 7.62 this year. And some might say 0.3 of a horse, but per race, it's considerable.
And of course, we got to point out there, Bill, weather a huge factor in their issues, you know.
Yeah, in this particular instance, the weather was better in 25 than it was in 24. They had 31
really?
Races off this year. They had 45 races off the turf last year.
Okay.
So, and they ran 8 more races. So handle on average was down 4% at Saratoga. Field sizes were down. And in Del Mar, following off on the heels of what happened at Santa Anita and Los Alamitos, also trended positive. Now, at Del Mar, it went from 8.56 last year to 8.67.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say it's a modest increase, but think of the number. 8.67 per race at Del Mar this year, 7.62 at Saratoga. And by year end, I can promise you this, Mike, the average field size in Southern California will be higher by probably half a horse over NYRA, which is Belmont at Aqueduct in Saratoga. So that's that, again, when people think of, you know, this label that, you know, Southern California struggles with small fields, well, you know, we just need to point out that in 2025, the average field size in Southern California will be considerably higher than that of NYRA.
Yeah, I mean, well worth noting. Now, I got to ask you about another issue here. I think you probably know where I'm going, Bill, and that is, you know, Del Mar, 2 weeks into their most recent summer meet, they just simply couldn't handle the firestorm of bad publicity any longer. The optics of these wild odd swings as horses are heading into the first turn in the wind pools. As a result, they put out a statement saying they were going to cut off all computer-assisted wagering. These are what are called whales, and there's not that many of them, but they bet massive sums, and they are rebated to the tune, in some cases, I'm told, up to 50%. This really is unfair. I don't know how it continues to go on in what's supposed to be a parimutuel situation, be that as it may, but they decided, they took the step, we're cutting off this money 2 minutes to post, and it was tremendous. You know, we didn't see the wild odd swings, and we didn't see the feared big drop off in handle. Del Mar was able to withstand it, and I always say that handle is it's very deceiving because it is so heavily rebated. Anyway, where I'm going is, we still haven't seen any word from Santa Anita. Are they going to take the same step that Del Mar did, and what is the TOC's position on this, Bill Nader?
We're in ongoing discussions, Mike, with Santa Anita. In fact, we have a meeting scheduled tomorrow. We've had several this week. We were, of course, joined at the hip with Del Mar in that decision.
I know that. That was,
yeah, so we are, you know, we're in dialogue with Santa Anita. We have our opinion. We're sharing our opinion. They're sharing their data. We'll again dial it up tomorrow, and a decision will be made this week. But look, we've always wanted to protect the best interest of all segments that contribute to parimutuel wagering, and so we always try to find that balance. And we've taken a lot of strides, Mike, over the last 2 years to try to rebalance the scale.
Thanks to you, Bill. I'm going to give you credit here. You're a guy that lived it in Hong Kong. You know about it. You have a true grounding in our game and the parimutuel aspect of it, and you know the downside to continued horrible optics with wild odd swings. People just get the feeling, and sometimes maybe it's subliminal, subconscious, what have you, that it's just not fair, and that is not a good thing for a customer to be feeling as he or she is walking out.
Yeah, to give full credit, Mike, we have a very, very strong board of, and when I say that, I mean people like Gary Barber, Gary Fenton, Samantha Siegel. They really understand the parimutuel side of the business.
They're all in. I know.
Yeah, and so we've got a lot of backup support and people who are very, very invested and also see the big picture and understand the relevance and the importance of what we're trying to achieve here. So those discussions are ongoing, and again, as I mentioned, there's a meeting tomorrow, and we'll keep that dialogue alive and do what we believe is best to protect the interests of, you know, every horse player, not big guys, but the little guy. I mean, you know, I think a lot of us started. Everybody who started, they know a lot of people within the landscape of customers that they know who we're talking about,
right?
People just protect it. Well,
let me last thing in that regard, is approval or required from the TOC on something like this, or does a racing association, you know, like Santa Anita, do they do what they want, or do you have to sign off on something, Bill?
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to. I would say I would say yes. But that's part of the discussion tomorrow.
Well, that's good. All right, Bill, man, thank you for your time. Thank you for standing in there and answering the tough questions. But these are the questions that are on our customers' minds.
Thank you, Mike. Anytime. Always happy to join you.
Okay, thanks for all the good news. And I know it's been a lot of work putting all this together, but knock wood. You know, hopefully we're heading in the right direction. I'm going to ask you one more question. Are there still ongoing, quote, discussions regarding historical horse racing machines, Bill?
Yeah, there are, Mike. And, you know, it's still, there's nothing more I can share at this time. But yeah, there are. And it's you know, and that's going to continue. I mean, it's not that there's ongoing discussions because it's, you know, something I put in the voluntary bucket. It's in the mandatory bucket. So yeah, we're
cool.
Talking, and hopefully we can score a goal at some point.
Bill Nader, thank you so much. Let's talk soon, and good luck with that meeting tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Bill Nader from the Thoroughbred Owners of California, truly a breath of fresh air here in the state of California. Listen, folks, late on the break, we'll go ahead and take it. Coming back strong with John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez, and then toward the end of this hour, we got top agent Brian Beach talking about his guy, Kazushi Kimura, on 7 mounds today. He just knocked down win number 1,000 yesterday at Los Alamitos. Stay with us.
Her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Swore to love her all his life.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Trout swings at this one. Blasts the ball deep. This is well hit, and it is gone. Mike Trout joins the 400 home run club.
The Angels and AM 830 would like to congratulate Mike Trout for hitting his 400th major league home run.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straighten the curve.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the Thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Heel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport and leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. We'll keep it simple right now. Get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. You had some hot hands on air yesterday here at Thoroughbred LA, 9 to 10 every Saturday, along with Bob Ike. Six winners on air. Is that true?
Oh, the guys are seeing the ball yesterday. Bob Ike came up with Sister Troy Ann at $7 and change at Churchill. I had Fly Zephyr at Los Al for $8.60. Bob Mazursky and had Nighttime at Los Al for $5.80. Bruce Finkelstein not only gave us a $16 winner at Los Al and Smiling Kizzy, he gave us a Cold Deck Exacta at Churchill, $2 Exacta in the ninth race there that paid $37.70.
Wow.
And we got a little action at Parks from Scott Shapiro. He came up with Clee Co at $12.60. That's a pretty good day on the radio. These guys are unbelievable. They're consistent, and better yet, Mike, they go to the windows themselves. They're part of the fan base.
I will say this, John: the guys that both you and I have, they're not just saying I like somebody because I like them, and it ran a good race last time, and all this and that. I mean, they're doing the work. They're hitting the videotape. They're taking a look at analytics and so on and so forth, and they're providing good information week in, week out. And I think we're blessed, John. I really do.
We've been lucky for a long time. As a fan growing up, I got to listen to so many of these guys, and through the years, to be able to work with them is even better. And like I say, these guys are pros. They play the game. They take it seriously. And you know, if they have a bad day, then not only we may not get a winner on the radio, but they're not having a bad day, a good day themselves. So
yeah,
they're in it with you.
They're vested, John. They're vested.
Right. We're all fighting we're pulling on the same rope, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of a professional, how about our man Steve Johnson? up there at the South Point. He says, look, I missed last week with the Cowboys. My apologies. He says, take the Ravens tomorrow night. This line, he says, has moved now. There's a couple key guys on defense, I think interior linemen for the Ravens that aren't going to be able to play tomorrow night. They're at Baltimore against the Lions. And so that line has moved from 6 to 4.5, but he says, take the Ravens, lay the 4.5 tomorrow night. And wants to remind everybody in racing, you know, Monday night, hey, that's Mondays are a day when they're kind of like a Saturday or a Sunday for a whole lot of us. He said, come on up to the South Point. We've got a Monday night football party. And John, it's $10. They got $2 buds. They got one free drink coupon. They got a whole bunch of specials. $1.50 hot dogs, if there's any left after Bob Ike hits it. $1 popcorn. There's a lot of reasons to get to the South Point, along with, unlike other properties on the Strip, free parking every single day there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa.
They are absolutely player-friendly, whether you want to play sports, horses, whatever. They'll get you in, and they'll make it reasonable for you to have a good time and enjoy the action. And, you know, we're going to have a Breeders' Cup seminar there. We'll go on Halloween night after the first day of the Breeders' Cup. We'll do the Saturday card. John Hardin and I will be there with Ralph Sirocco, and we'll be watching and wagering from the ballroom there at the South Point on Saturday. So looking forward to getting out there for that. If you want to get a reservation, come on out. The phone number 866-780-7223. Talk to Steve yourself. And I tell you what, the best line maker in the business, Chris Andrews, is out there moving those lines. This guy is sharp. So, you know, pay attention to what he's doing.
Love talking to guys like him. And there aren't that many of them. And you talk about a guy who's under the microscope. You're making a line in a town like Las Vegas. Whoa. If you can't do it, you're out.
You better be right.
Yeah, you better be right is right. Now, John, let's talk about the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association and what's going on. I'm hoping you heard me with Bill Nader on air talking about this recently announced California maiden bonus situation. It's going to kick in opening day of the Classic meet, December 26th at Santa Anita, but it's going to be good the entire year. Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Los Alamitos, significant increases in that maiden allowance bonus.
Great interview with Bill Nader. He's on top of things, and it's great to see that, you know, between the other announcements from the CTBA about the full incentives, you register your cow bred, you get $1,000 for the full to 2027. You eliminate the full registration fees. You bring in mares from outside of California. They'll give you a tribal stipend. And now these bonus incentives, when you win a maiden special weight, whether it's an open maiden race, restricted maiden special, or cow bred, bumping those numbers up, everything helps offset those costs to bring these cowbreds to the races.
That's right.
It's the right thing to do. And, you know, when these guys can win these things, more power to them, because they're providing the numbers that we need to make this game go.
Hey, John, I'm hoping to see you at the sale out there. It used to be called Barrett's. It's the Fassie Tipton California Fall Yearling Sale. This Tuesday, 11 a.m., I'm going to have Amy Atkinson from Fassie Tipton on in the next hour. 263 horses cataloged. Back to Bill Nader. I was encouraged by what he had to say about negotiations with Santa Anita and this business of the late odd swings, which are a result of massive amounts of money coming in late via the computer, this computer-assisted wagering, which Joe Sixpack has no access to. And I think that meeting tomorrow should be televised, John. I really do.
There is negotiations and has a voice, and he represents the owners. And not only that, but he's a horse player, too. He gets this business from all sides.
Yeah.
So it's great to have a guy there like Bill Nader in the discussions, and he's transparent. He's reached out to us and keeping us informed. And I sent him a text last week about, hey, let me know what comes down with this so we can keep the players, you know, informed of what's going on.
Yeah.
Thoroughbred LA. And he said, no problem. So that's terrific. The more information that we have out there, and if there are problems, we can at least, you know, cite the problems and address them so we can try and fix them.
Well, John, as you know, the results at Del Mar after they made that adjustment after the first 2 weeks of the meet, and I give Josh Rubenstein and company credit, they made the move, they took it on the chin, but it ended up being not that significant of a hit in terms of handle, and which to me would hopefully make a change in policy at Santa Anita maybe a little bit easier.
Well, it stabilized the wind bedding pools and made it look a lot more legitimate. And
thank
it
you.
Took that work from, you know, the first 2 weeks at Del Mar, unfortunately, we weren't talking about the racing. We were talking about all the odds changes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? It got rid of that message, and we could play with confidence. And as a horse player, isn't that what you want? You want to be able to know that, hey, you know, especially now with the football going on, I don't want to bet a game giving 7 points and find out I gave out 9. And, you know, this way, if I bet a 3-to-1 shot, I pretty much know I'm going to get 3-to-1 or very close to that at post time.
And John, as you know, this is really a very small ecosystem. That's an overused phrase. But in this ecosystem, people talk, and when you have bad news, it's just not good. Hopefully, the optics are going to continue to improve.
Well, we've had so many perception rules in this business, whether it be for the horsemen, for the trainers, the owners, everybody else. There are so many rules about perception, you know, even the things about when it starts to rain or the predictions of rain closing the track for training. It's all a lot of perception stuff. Well, let's make sure that the perception for the horse players is we have a fair chance to make a wager and try and turn a profit.
John, let's turn a profit this morning. Who do you like for the listeners?
I'm going to go to the 10th and final at Los Alamitos, final race of the meet. And the outside horse, the 10th horse in the 10th race, number 10, Clooney, I thought ran super in Del Mar coming off the layoff, got beat ahead, was about 7 lengths clear of the rest of the field. There's a lot of pace to set him up today. I think he falls into a good stocking trip under Antonio Frasu. 3-to-1 on the morning line, number 10, Clooney, race 10, Los Alamitos.
And, John, encourage everybody to get up to the South Point. The Lindo Report is there free of charge.
Absolutely. Get out there and say hi to Steve Johnson.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. Let's get down Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who's just doing it all day and night at Los Alamitos. 8 races tonight. Orlando, good morning. You get underway at 6:40, $10,000 in the Pick 6 pool. And as for the afternoon action, we've got a $28,000 carryover coming into today's Pick 6. That'll be races 5 through 10. A lot to look forward to day and night at Los Al.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, a nice carryover with a mandatory payout today on a closing day program. Some really good fields that we've seen all week long. Randy Valdez, who heads the racing department during the daytime here at Los Alamitos, has done a really great job this entire meet with some really competitive races throughout. Like I mentioned, you mentioned as well, a $28,000 carryover should be a tremendous pool as we close out the meet. And then we roll right into our nighttime program as we continue with 8 really good races. We're adding $10,000 into the Pick 6. The pool should be well over $50,000 going into tonight. And maybe we could have some really competitive races. We have some really good horses coming in. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a carryover for next week to spice up the action. But all in all, it should be a great day of racing at Los Al.
8 of them. You get underway at 6:40 tonight. But before we get a selection, you told me in a text you got 2 big horses recently arrived from New Mexico.
Yeah, Political Twist and FDD Dreams, two of the biggest stars in quarter horse racing. FDD Dreams won the All-American Derby, won the Ridoso Derby. He is third nationally in money earned so far, and he's here for the Los Alamitos Super Derby trials. Those will take place on October 19th. When he won the All-American Derby, he earned a presumptive berth to the Champion of Champions. So he's here with big plans in the biggest races that we have here at Los Al. The 2-year-old Political Twist, meanwhile, the second leading money earner in the nation, ran second in the All-American Futurity, won the Ridoso Futurity already, and he's here for the trials to the Golden State Million. That will be on October the 4th. He's also eligible for the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, so he's also here for the biggest races that we have for the juveniles as well. Both of them are trained by Xavier Rodriguez. They're here at Los Al. I can't wait to go meet them both in the barn area at Los Alamitos because they're going to be big names, big factors in the big races that we have coming up.
Well, looking forward to that. Now, can we make some money tonight on the 8 race card, Orlando?
Yes. Like I mentioned, we have some really good races. We have Project Leader going in race number 5 against a young runner by the name of Natural Fighter, who's only made 2 starts but is undefeated in those 2 starts. That's going to be quite a duel. But I'm going to go to race number 3 and number 4, Mischief's King. This horse should have a really, really nice speed duel set up for him that will benefit him, I believe, in the later going. He won in similar fashion last time out. He's 5-2 on the morning line for a tremendous trainer, Angela Aquino, and a young rider, Jose Rosario Alcala, who picked up the win with this horse last out. So I'm going to go with the 4, Mischief's King, hoping to get a trip that's going to benefit him in a big way. 5-2 in the morning line in race number 3, which, of course, kicks off our pick 6 at 7:33 p.m. Hey, I'll go with race 3, number 4, Mischief's King.
Orlando, thank you, and I'm heading over there right after the show, so I'll see you and everybody else there at Los Alamitos in a few. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll step aside, and we're going to be coming back strong. Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts has the day off. Top agent Brian Beach will come on. Talk about his guy, Kazushi Kimura, 7 mounts today. He just got win number 1,000 yesterday. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
The Georgia banker was a jealous man. Every time you talk about me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. Today is closing day of the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Closing day means mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers, plus competitive racing from the first race to the last. Join us for the closing day of the meet. And after our final closing day race, exciting live racing continues at night at Los Al. Tonight, we'll have another great card with action-packed thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. And remember, the pools for our traditional nighttime pick six are always great. Last Sunday evening, our total pool was over $120,000. Want to enjoy the daytime racing action in style? The Vessels Club is the perfect place. Enjoy top simulcast action from across the country. For Vessels Club reservations for Santa Anita's upcoming weekend, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii, and unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
That's just a little bit more.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurman, Los Angeles. Hey, let's get up to Santa Anita. Check in with top jockey agent Brian Beach. He represents Kazushi Kimura. He's on top of these early standings. Today's closing day, just two weekends at the meet. Six wins over Kyle Fraze, five, and he shares the second spot at five with Edgar Pierres. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Congrats on that milestone of 1,000 wins yesterday. Before I talk about, I want to talk about three horses today. You got a first-time starter for Pete Miller. I just want to briefly mention, I'm going to talk about it a lot more in the next hour. A guy that you and I both knew pretty well over the years, Larry Gilligan, left us yesterday. Former jockey, longtime quick official. Everybody called him Win Again on the racetrack. Had cancer, had to leave the meet a few days early at Del Mar. Larry always said, I'll work till I die. Well, he did. He left us at home up in Bishop, California, at age 88 yesterday, Brian.
That's sad news to hear, Mike. I didn't know that. Yeah, Larry's a great guy.
He was one of a kind. Hey, look, I don't have much time. Congrats on the milestone. That's great. I know you're happy with the way the direction you got Kazushi moving. I want to ask you about a first-time starter in the first race, 5-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line, Violet Song, a two-year-old filly by Violence. Has Kazushi been on her?
Not to my knowledge. We've tried to. I know Pete's tried to enter two or three different times down at Del Mar, and just didn't get in. Hit the also eligibles a couple different times, so I'm sure he's anxious to run her because I know he likes her.
Right. And then you've got a cowbred filly, a three-year-old daughter, a Tough Sunday, a Nick Alexander, homebred, been ridden in her last two starts. This will be her fourth start today by Juan Hernandez, and was favored two back 9-2 the other day, kind of an even fourth at a mile on grass. And she transitions from three starts on turf to the main track at Los Al today in race seven.
Yeah, that's Pennyworth.
Yeah.
That's the profile of turf horses that win over there. So, you know, I'm kind of expecting a real good race out of her today and hopefully a win.
That's number four, Pennyworth. And then, you know, you're on a I was looking at Antonio Fresu's mount in the last race, trying to find who you guys have in there. Oh, yeah, Manchild. I love the way this horse won sprinting last time out, Brian. And claimed off George Papa Padromo and goes first time for Jesus Aranga today. I think you're very, very live here in the nightcap at a mile.
Yeah, the horse is in good form. He's, you know, he's obviously stepping up a little bit. But, yeah, the trainer's been hot over there this last couple weeks.
Right.
And so we're hoping for good things on that one, too.
And this horse going for three in a row. Anyway, I'm hoping your Breeders' Cup business is kind of coalescing. Is it coming together, Brian?
Slowly it's coming together. We need some good performances out of these next couple of weeks and stakes here at Santa Anita, and we'll see what we got.
Opening day for the autumn meets Friday. You guys are entering now. How many do you think you're going to be on Friday?
To use all the races, probably six or seven, I would say, on Friday. And, yeah, and then Saturday is, you know, big stakes day. So
right.
We will be riding all the stakes on Saturday. I think there's, what is there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stakes on Saturday. So, yeah.
All the Breeders' Cup preps.
Shot would be Casaloo for Baffert and the John C. Harris down the hill.
Okay, great, great. And that race has been renamed. Jeez,
yeah.
What were we calling it before? I can't remember. Sorry about that.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us on short notice today, and good luck to Kazushi Kimura with all 7 of his mounts today, closing day at Los Alamitos. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all your good words.
Okay, thanks, sir. We'll step aside. Coming back strong with Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV. As mentioned a few times, Amy Atkinson from Facing Tipton going to be joining us. Andy Harrington in Hour 1 as well. What's up with Nisos? Haven't seen him on the tab. We'll get more from Andy. This is Thoroughbred LA.
You hired a man to tend the garden. Keep an eye on.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Trout swings at this one, blasts the ball deep. This is well hit, and it is gone. Mike Trout joins the 400 home run club.
The Angels and AM 830 would like to congratulate Mike Trout for hitting his 400th major league home run.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. Today is closing day of the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Closing day means mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers, plus competitive racing from the first race to the last. Join us for the closing day of the meet. And after our final closing day race, exciting live racing continues at night at Los Al. Tonight, we'll have another great card with action-packed thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. And remember, the pools for our traditional nighttime pick six are always great. Last Sunday evening, our total pool was over $120,000. Want to enjoy the daytime racing action in style? The Vessels Club is the perfect place. Enjoy top simulcast action from across the country. For Vessels Club reservations for Santa Anita's upcoming weekend, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. Oh, Hera lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Market Tree has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Market Tree, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with first post time at 1 p.m. each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through September 21st. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerson. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on what is closing day of a very short two-weekend meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse. And again, a pick six carryover today coming in. 10 races starting at 1 o'clock. That carryover at $28,000. And we got a good shot to get that thing to right about $200,000 by fifth race post time. A lot to talk about. Say hello to my good friend Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV. And this time of the year, he's the voice of the Los Alamitos simulcast signal. Hey, Kurt, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, Mike. Looking forward to a closing day. If you mentioned the carryover, which really livens up the card, should be a nice size pool.
Yeah.
Not really a lot going on this afternoon, you know. So looking forward to that, Mike. And then obviously I'm looking forward to the final race. Of course, I own a piece that we claimed back at Delmore is making a first start for us today in the 10th and Big Juanito. So I'm really looking forward to that today, too.
I hate to break this to you, but John Lindo just a few minutes ago on air made one of your primary rivals, number 10, Clooney, his best bet of the day, Kurt.
I won't hold that against him, Mike. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine the other night about the race. And I said, look, the horse to beat is Clooney. There's no doubt about that. He's
yeah.
the horse to beat. He ran super last time. I'm hoping, Mike, that maybe that race just starched him a little bit because he was come off a long layup. You know, you're trying to look at every scenario and how the race shapes up. Biggest plus for us, well, the biggest plus is the horse is doing well. Bob
yeah.
Hess worked him last week, said he came out of the work great. like I've told several people, Mike, we wouldn't be running if he wasn't doing good. We'd be in for 10 or 12, 5 off the claim, as you know, in a race like that. He's doing good. And the best part, Mike, for me, handicapping a race, the pace. There is plenty of heat in the race, and that's what he needs, right? Because he is a late running horse, and we got Billy Anton Georgie to ride. So, as I say, Mike, it's in the hands of the racing gods now. We've done all we can do.
Well, Curtis, I told you last night we spoke. I looked at the tape, everybody in the race. And I just love the way your horse won. He was off slowly, and, I mean, he won with consummate ease. People look at it, and now winners of three lifetime, 10,000. That's his second win in a row, and he was claimed off of George Papa Bedramo there. This is a horse, to me, just really getting good. A five-year-old gelding, Kentucky bred. And you got Billy Anton Georgie, Mirko DeMuro. It looks like took off your horse to ride a Hector Palma, who we understand is scratched, Kurt.
Yeah, we got spun, Mike, as often happens, right? But I'm glad we got Billy Anton George. He rode a horse for Hess down at Del Mar, ran second at 30-1. He's a very good rider. And even though it's a non-winner's three life, the race we won, Mike, so far two horses have come back to win. The runner-up came back to win. The fourth place finisher came back to win. Again, they beat non-winners, you know, three life. I know we're going up in class, but point being, it's a live race we're coming out of. And watching the video, you said he won in hand. So I'm just hoping the step up isn't too big. The pace is right. And like I said, Mike, the one good thing is if he gets beat, I don't have to put on the happy face for TV for the next race. That's the end of the day.
Tenth and final. Cocktails, Burghardt's, right?
Right. Cocktails either way, Mike. Either we celebrate or we commiserate. Either way, we're going to enjoy it and have fun.
And that was the Bob Lemon approach to the baseball life. You remember him, Hall of Fame pitcher with the Indians, and he managed the Yankees. He said, look, we win, we lose. Everybody gets a little bit medicated. He didn't word it that way. But, you know, anyway, Kurt, I wish you all the best. And back to Clooney, that was a huge effort off the bench. He'd been away 54 weeks. He battled back inside, ended up second, beat ahead at 9-2. And, Kurt, the 1-2 finishers, they were in a separate race. Clooney was 6.5 lengths clear of the third horse. The question is, Ragazin, they talk about it a lot, the bounce factor. Is he going to get enough good out of that race, or was it maybe too much off that long a layoff and he regresses a little bit? We'll find out.
Yeah, and as you know, that can go either way, Mike. He's in a good barn with Peter Miller. He's had time in between races. And the horse that beat him, Left-Hand Man, got claimed out of there. It was a nice horse, too. I also think Clooney, Mike, is much like our horse. I think he's much better from off the pace, and I think that's how he'll be ridden today because Miller's got the other speed horse in there, Money Run, who has to go.
100%.
He's got one way of going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I think Gracie will anchor Clooney like Ferreira did back when Steve Mapp had the horse. I think that's
the That's the way he wants to run. Yeah, he's
exactly.
The horse to beat, Kurt. Yep.
No question about it, Mike. But, look, it's a tough race. I mean, I was going through the race last night with a buddy of mine. We're going through the race. Everyone has a chance. There's not a horse in there to throw out or, you know, it's 50-1. So it's a good race. The pot's right, and that's why we're taking a shot.
Kurt, I told you last night, I love the way Manchild won. Now that was a, you know, an unrestricted 12-5 claimer, and again, he was handled by George Papa Bedramo, who was really running his horses, realistically spotted, 3-5, and he ran like it. That was going 6.5. I mean, to me, he's poised for another big effort. Goes first time for a barn that's winning, Jesus Aranga, and that guy, Kazushi Kimura, takes over. And he's got good races at Los Al, a win in a second from two lifetime starts. You put it all together, Kurt, and I think whoever you like, don't back off. You're going to get a square price.
No question about it. Mike Manchild won huge. I'm not 100% sure he's a two-turn horse, but the barn is going good. Aranga's been going well. And one other point about our horse, Mike, George Papa Bedore did a great job of the horse. You can see that.
Oh, man.
Like we're making some genius claim or something.
No.
Trying to move a horse up. Papa Bedore did a great job of the horse. If you add up the money he made for his owners off the claim, I think it was up around $30,000,
$35,000,
not counting a few gambles. So they did really well. We just hope to keep the horse going.
Yeah, and I think you're fortunate a guy like Anton Georgie available, and it's so important you have the connection. He used to ride for Bob Hess's dad up north, and he's ridden of late for Bob Hess Jr. So, those are all pluses, no doubt about it.
All pluses, Mike. It's been a lot of fun. I got like four or five very good friends coming out. They're going to get a table up in the Vessels Club, which is a great way to spend the afternoon. I'll come see them in between. We're going to put together a pick six ticket, head down to the paddock, and hope for the best and just enjoy the day. You know, Mike, that more than half the thrill of this game is the anticipation and getting into a race and all the work that goes into it and, you know, working the horse last week, making sure everything's right. You know, and once you get there, that's it. You know, there's nothing else to do, right? You just show up and hope for the best.
And, Kurt, having worked for so many years at various racetracks, having people come out on occasion, due to the fact you're working, it makes it much easier to duck that tab.
Yeah.
Go. Where'd he go? Well, they're doing a tape thing. Oh, yeah, here's the check. All right, Ruben, how much is it? Boom, boom. And you're off the hook, Kurt. It's sanitary. It's clean.
Yeah, it makes it much easier to get out of bogged down conversations and things are going nowhere, right? It's just easy. I got to head to the paddock. I'll be back in a half hour, right?
Yeah, later. Hey, I saw you interview Juan Hernandez after the Dark Mirage. It was great to see Juan down there with his two little boys. They're ball players and with his wife. You know, really good to see. But I got to say, Kurt, I thought nothing like, you know, I know, you know, she paid $2.40, but boy, there's some more work to do there. It really wasn't all that picturesque a win.
No, it was not, Mike. I made the comment all out. I mean, I know she won by almost two lengths, but she was all out. She kind of wandered a little bit around the eighth pole. Look, I mean, you know, she still won. It's a nice pot and everything else, but I'm with you. It was a solid win. Nothing that jumps off the chart. At least she got back in the winner's circle. What I was talking about after the race, Mike, because I know you and I always – look at value of horses and mares. How about the runner-up, Double Cappuccino? Claimed for $20,000 in June. She ran horrible off the claim at 64-1. So you're thinking, well, we're stuck. You know, we don't have much here. Well, now she's stakes placed. She's by Gunrunner out of a Pulpit mare, and she was originally a $290,000 purchase to Keeneland sell. She's not worth a fortune, but she's worth a lot more than she was on September 5th when she was 64-1 and got beat 10 lengths. It's amazing how fast it can turn around with claims, especially for fillies with just a little black type.
And I'm happy for Edwin Alvarez. This is a guy, he made everything go in the Gary Sherlock barn, and Gary wanted a good percentage, Kurt, as you know. Mm-hmm. He came over from the quarter horses many years ago and did well. And Edwin Alvarez, you know, he's kind of struggled win percentage-wise, and they ran a disappointing eighth at 64.5-1 first off the claim. Yesterday, bang, they get Tyler Bayes, and as you said, now there's stakes placed. Hey, it's not a graded stake, but, man, they're in a lot better position than they were 24 hours ago.
She wasn't worth much on September 6th, I can tell you that, Mike, right off that race. Now she's worth a little something.
Yeah.
If she can win a race or, you know, you just never know. As you know, we talk about it all the time, when fillies get good and turn the corner, you know, they just keep rolling. So it's nice to see a small barn get a nice placing like that. But back to your original point, the winner won, but it was okay.
Hey, Kurt, before I get your best bet, I got to kind of include you in an ad. You talk to any plumber, folks, they'll tell you stuff runs downhill. Yeah, as long as everything's open and free-flowing and so on, but a lot of times it isn't. And even if it's running good now, be proactive. Call my friends at Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades by Larry and John Batala, Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. Over 400 five-star reviews. They're on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-648-5499. They'll lock 10% off your total invoice. That's Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, Kurt, the ball's on the tee. Who do you like on the 10-race card closing day?
Well, obviously, like Big Juanito, Mike, I'll be betting my money there today. But let's try to build up our pick six bankroll. Let's go to the fourth race, one leg in front of this afternoon's pick six. One of these tough starter races for fillies and mares that have started for 62.5 or less in the last 2 years. I like number three, Outrageous, from Marcia Stewart's barn. She's had a couple horses run well at the meet. And to me, this horse is exiting much, much tougher races. Comes out of an open 16. It was won by Discrepancy, who's a very sharp filly. Two starts back, she got beat by a dropper coming in from the Midwest for Sweezy, Tennessee Honeybee. I think she's faced much better horses. She draws a good post. She can finish a little bit. And the only reason she's eligible for this race, Mike, I looked up her lifetime PP. She started for $4,000 in the summer of 2024. She dipped in for four.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would not be eligible.
Okay.
So I think it's good placing. And I think it's let's run one more time at this meet for a good purse. So let's take number three, Outrageous. 7-2 in race number four this afternoon.
Post time for that 2:33. Who's your guest on the final pre-race handicapping seminar?
My guest, Mike, is the always popular Twinkie. I don't know his full real name, but he is my guest today. He's a good guy.
He's a good friend of Pete Perella's, and he was kind of instrumental in Pete getting involved up at the Derby Room, Bob Ike's home away from home.
Yeah, and he's a good guy, Mike. Good handicapper. He's there every day, puts in the work, you know, marks the form. And again, somebody asked me, why Twinkie, where'd that come from? I said, well, his job before he became a gambler was driving a Hostess delivery truck. So hence the name Twinkie, which is a great nickname.
As Dick Riley used to refer to a now-deceased jockey agent, a cookie salesman. He had a bread route. But
exactly.
Remember that?
And now he's messed on horses.
Thank you very much. Hey, Kurt, we've enjoyed it. The seminar on the Los Al Signal, that'll be at about 12:05 today. Good luck, and hey, good luck in the last race with Big Juanito. 12-1 on the original line. I'm sure that's going to be adjusted down now with a scratch or two, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get maybe 4 or 5 to 1, but I may be dreaming on that, Mike. I just hope to get a decent price. Let's just hope for a safe trip and he runs his race and have a nice time at the track today. Been a great meet, Mike. I wish it was a week or two longer, but that's the way his schedule goes. So looking forward to closing things out strong today.
As Jack Karlik used to say, good deal. We'll see you over there, Kurt.
See you over there, Mike. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for laughing. Appreciate it. Let's get up to Fairplex Park now. Big sale this Tuesday starting at 11 a.m., and that's going to be the Facing Tipton California Yearling Sale. 263 horses cataloged, and joining us right now on behalf of Facing Tipton, Amy Atkinson, longtime employee at Santa Anita. Had a couple of text messages from people saying, tell Amy we miss her, a whole bunch at Santa Anita. Nice to have you with us this morning, Amy. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. It's good to be here. Good to be here in sunny Southern California.
Yeah, I ran into you at Frank Garcia's memorial the other day. I was shocked, but in a very good way. How are things going for you?
Good, good. It was great to get out. I got out to Santa Anita a couple mornings, saw a lot of people, and it was just all good stuff.
Before we talk about the sale, Amy, let's talk about a guy that you know, you knew very well. I knew him very well. 40-plus years. I'll never forget some of the stories that he had about Charlie Whittingham, various jocks from yesteryear, Joe Hernandez, the voice of Santa Anita, Larry Gilligan, known as Win Again with Gilligan. He left us yesterday at age 88. He'd been battling cancer. He always said, I'll work till I die. Well, he did. He worked at Del Mar, but he had to leave a few days early. Apparently, he broke his shoulder. They discovered the cancer. Amy, he was a trip. We'll put it that way. There'll never be another Win Again. And he did it his way, didn't he?
He sure did. And you know what? I mean, say what you want, but I'm a racetracker at my heart, and we all know what that means. I mean, you don't just do this deal. You live the job.
You're in
it.
You
love the horses. Yeah. You get the people. They become family. And that was Larry. I mean, he was a racetracker to his core, and he was there at the track. You know, and like you said, he always said, I'll work till I die. And, and God bless him, he did.
You know, he used to get the coffee going in the racing office.
Yes.
Right? He had a key. I mean,
4:30 in the morning.
There he was.
Like, no one else is there. No reason for him to be there, but that's what he did. That's what we do. We show up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And always had a smile.
He did.
A bad joke or two, but
yeah,
that was okay.
He did, but, you know, a lot of stories and everything. I always enjoyed talking to Larry. You know, Charlie Whittingham, he really liked Larry Gilligan. He'd get mad at him. I remember one time Larry rode a horse named Egg Toss for Charlie. And I'm guessing, Amy, it might have been 1981 in there, something like that. Horse had just come up from Argentina. Larry put him on the lead, and he got tired, I think, ran fourth or fifth. Charlie came down to unsaddle, and that bald head was red as a beet. And the arms start waving. I'm in the box seat area, and Larry just starts throwing his hands up in the air. Next day, no problem. You know, they knew each other. But he rode a graded stakes winner for Charlie, owned by Liz Whitney Tipp at Langolan Farm. I don't know if you know this. The 1956 San Felipe, it's kind of stuck in my mind. Horse by the name of Social Climber. I think Ralph Neves was the regular jock, but the horse got in with 108 pounds, and at that time, that was Win Again. So, you know, he rode all over the country. I just wanted to give Larry his props.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well deserved.
Well, let's get to the sale. I mentioned, what did I say, 263 cataloged or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any advice for people out there in terms of establishing a line of credit?
You see Joe Smith, and have cash in your bank. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, coming from the racetrack side of it to the sales side, it was kind of a little bit of a readjustment in the thinking. You know, when you're going to the races, you've got the form and it tells you what they've done and you can make perceptions. And, you know, the team here at Phasic, they go out and they, you know, it's all, they're selling you hope, right? Because you don't know, you know, the breeding, and these guys go out and they find the best horses. They go out in a team because everybody has, you know, different ideas and different history of how they, mm-hmm. their perception of what a good yearling looks like. And, you know, they've always, every sale, we try to get the best possible out there for you guys to get with your perception. They've had some good horses come out of this California sale, Big City Lights, Whiskey Gin and Brandy. And you may not find that one there. It's here somewhere, but you may not find that one. But like Kurt was talking about, if you get a horse that just goes out and tries and wins five or six races in his career and you have a little fun, I mean, that's what it's about.
You know, so, Amy, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the way we expose poker now on TV. You see the down cards. They have a way to do that, right? And right. So you know what a guy's thinking about before he throws one in. Could you imagine if we were able to do that with some of these horse sales, where it would be, you know, edited and then shown later with certain young horses, and you hear a guy talking unchecked about what the negatives might be on a horse, about what he thinks the limit would be. Like if I had a client here, I'd tell him to go to 125,000, and then say if the horse went for 85, the guy would say, well, I think that's value, but I think they got that because maybe there was something, a skin rash or something. But just all the things that go in to what that, when that hammer comes down, what that price ends up being. There's so much to it. You know, obviously pedigree, the way the horse shows, the relationship of the consigner with certain key buyers and so on.
Right, and it's you, it's your own personal history too as a buyer. You know, you've done good with a certain sire, you're going to gravitate towards those foals.
There you go.
And you had good luck. You know, a trainer, you know, I mean, everything is in racing, I guess in life too probably, is just, you know, what you've had luck with and how you feel about it. But, you know, that's to me the really cool part about the horse sale business is that you're selling a dream. And it doesn't have to be anybody else's dream. And if you see something, I mean, there's guys out here that, you know, can look at a foal and say, he's going to be somebody or she's going to be somebody. And they do. They end up. It's a miracle. Yeah. You know, it's just, I think, selling the dream.
Well, I mean, and it kind of redefines inexact science. It is, you know.
100%. But 100%.
Yeah, and don't forget that alcohol component. Very important at any horse sale, Amy. Very important.
That's right. the gaming thing is open. I'm sure you could probably make a bet or two up here when it's going on. I don't know.
Definitely.
We're gonna have, that's open. And you know what? Anyone can come out and just, you don't have to bid or buy or have any credit. You can come out and watch the sale. It's exciting. It's fun to watch people. You know, how people watching is always fun. It's one of my favorite pastimes. But come out and see the action. It is fun, and the babies are, you know, walking around, nickering. They've been here moving in for a couple of days, and it's exciting.
Here's the other thing. Once the rodeo gets started, if you're going to be serious about a horse, it's great if you know who you're up against, you know. And people are very, very sly as to whether or not they want to let anybody know it's them. Like, if you know Bob Baffert is in, you better get tied on because he's probably going to go to a pretty good number. But that also indicates to you that you're on the trail of potentially something pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? There's so much to it. I love these sales. I'll be out there and I'll see you Tuesday, 11 a.m. Okay. Fairplex Park in Pomona. They'll have simulcast wagering available. And, Amy, it's just great talking to you. You're sorely missed here at Santa Anita, but I know you're so happy having relocated there to Lexington.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for having me, and it's always good to see you and talk to you.
All right, we'll talk to you out there on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Amy Atkinson on behalf of Facing Tipton. Now we say hello to Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. Are you and your wife rebuilding yet? What's going on with the burned down condo?
Well, we've relocated to a tiny little hovel on the PV coast. We have nice digs, but it's going to be a long process. I think this is a tale that we all know in Southern California with the wildfires and whatnot, but the permit process, the layers of bureaucracy have to go through. It's going to be a long process. The time frame I got for our place is 5 to 6 months, and I think that that's probably a pretty good guess. So it's just going to be time, and we're just going to rent for a while and see what happens. We're all good. Everything's good. It's a lot better than it was a couple 3 weeks ago. So.
Good.
Moving forward.
Andy, we don't have much time, but I want to ask you about Nisos. I mean, he scratched out of the Pacific Classic. We heard he was going to be nominated to the Goodwood. He was not. Was he on the track this morning? Have you seen him?
No, he has not. Now, whether he's been on the track or not, I don't know, but he has not worked since since the week before the Pacific Classic.
So talented, so, tremendously talented horse.
Yeah. So it's a shame. I mean, you know, so we'll see. Maybe he'll be on the tab tomorrow, but as of yet, no NISO. So I'm not sure of the story. He could be galloping. He could be on the track, but he simply's not working. He's a kind of a beige nunnish, and he gets by me most of the time because he's not a super, he's a super descript horse. So I'm not saying he's not on the track. I'm just saying he hasn't worked.
Okay. Listen, Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, and Haskell Stakes winner Journalism with a maintenance half yesterday. One of his primary rivals out here, Baeza, knocked down the Grade 1 $1 million Pennsylvania Derby. Your thoughts on the way Baeza did it, and can he step forward off of that enough, do you think, to make it interesting with the likes of Sovereignty and Journalism? And what about Journalism's half mile yesterday?
Journalism was terrific. Breezed all the way. Looked really good. Galloped out well. Got it. Didn't turn a hair from the Pacific Classic race. So I think he's going. They got to be super happy. Put it that way. First drill out of the race, oftentimes for athletes, is a little more difficult. But this was super. So I see no bumps in the road so far for him. As far as Baeza, you know, he's always been a very talented horse. As far physically, he's always been mentally behind everybody. He does goofy things in the morning. John Cherish oftentimes sits in company, but he's really got mentally much more tough as the year has gone by. He might be one of those really late developing horses. I was very impressed by his race.
Me too.
He won that pretty. He won really easy, and it looked like he did. He was very focused mentally. And
totally agree.
He's not that far behind the top two.
I agree. I think he can improve enough to really make that classic interesting. We're up against it here. Chris is telling me, hey, what are we doing here? This is what it says on the log. How about a best bet, and then we'll bid adieu, Andy.
Okay, let's go to the seventh race. There's a second time starting here. The number five horse, Need the Dough, from the Aggie Ordonez barn, gets back to the dirt, trained well on the dirt all along. They put it on the 5 furlong grass, and Chi, this daughter of Smiling Tiger, is a big, giant horse. I don't think she ever got on track after a really bad break. At 8-1 in the seventh race, Need the Dough from the Aggie Ordonez barn.
Okay, thanks so much. Tell us about NationalTurf.com.
Just go there and get a scanner, put all the horses I've clocked, and just click on NationalTurf.com, and I should be able to give you a little bit of information to help you on your way.
Thanks. All the best, Andy. Thank you.
Okay. Take it easy.
Late on the break, we'll take it. This is Thoroughbred LA. Next up, Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, and then top handicapper Bob Mazursky.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. Today is closing day of the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Closing day means mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers, plus competitive racing from the first race to the last. Join us for the closing day of the meet. And after our final closing day race, exciting live racing continues at night at Los Al. Tonight, we'll have another great card with action-packed thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. And remember, the pools for our traditional nighttime pick six are always great. Last Sunday evening, our total pool was over $120,000. Want to enjoy the daytime racing action in style? The Vessels Club is the perfect place. Enjoy top simulcast action from across the country. For Vessels Club reservations for Santa Anita's upcoming weekend, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 2 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, check out the Wilson Automotive Group. I can tell you from personal experience at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, you're never going to beat the customer service, the follow-up, or the deal. If you're interested in Toyota of Orange, go to their website, toyotaoforange.com. They've got about 4,000 1,000 reviews there. Or you can give them a call at 714-639-6750. Inventories are buffed out. All popular makes and models. The best financing anywhere. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. South Bay Toyota. Or if you're looking for a Ford, how about a brand new Ford F-150? Go to David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. If you get down to Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend, Robert Householder. And again, that number to call, 714-639-6750. Let's take a ride up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Doing well. Congrats. Boy, a heck of a winner. John Lindo mentioned it on air here yesterday. Smiling Tizzy, trained by Phil Oviedo, $16. And then a week ago with me, Rock and Roll Song at $8 even. Thank you.
You are welcome. Sometimes the blind squirrel gets there.
What kind of good job. I don't know if you feel the way Kurt does. I just wish Los Al could go another couple of weeks. But, you know, it's not to be. It's a little tiny bouquet meet now between Del Mar and what used to be Oak Tree. So we'll make the most of it today, closing day. But, Bruce, for your first selection, I'm pretty sure you want to go out of town.
Yeah, let's go to Churchill Downs for the finale, the ninth race, Mike. Mm-hmm. He's at 5.5 furlongs on the grass. So allowance horses really like a comebacker here, and that's the four horse, Rowdy Riot. Now, he was campaigning at Oaklawn Park in 6 furlong races. He was gelded before his last start. He ran okay in that start. He's gone to the sidelines. He now shows back up on the grass. Mike, he ran big off a layoff on the grass at Ellis Park back in late July. He ran a strong second, so he can handle these conditions. He's come back to work sensationally. Look at his September 5 workout. That was a solo drill where he worked 45-3. In the next workout, he was just really basically just held throughout. It was just a little maintenance workout in company. He can handle the grass. He's got a little bit of a passing gear. He could come back an improved horse as a second-time geld. Ninth race, the 4, Rowdy Riot, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And post for that 450 Eastern at Churchill Downs, race 9. Come on out to Los Alamitos, a pick 6 carryover. Races 5 through 10, 28,000. Hoping that pool hits about 200,000. Who do you like for radio, Bruce?
Go to videotapes, Mike, and you were mentioning only a 2-week meet. The thing that's disappointing is you just don't get that many runbacks in a two-week span. Here's a horse, though, in the 6th race, the rail horse, very quiet for Peter Miller, who did no running basically in his first 3 starts. Mike, on paper, the horse looks fine, right? He laid a couple lengths, few lengths off the pace. He won convincingly. Go back and watch the start of this race. The horse directly outside of him broadsided this horse, turned him sideways. He had to really work out a trip from a 4-wide position. He reeled in the front runner. The first 2 finishers, he and the first 2 second-place finisher, were just short of 15 lengths clear of the field. He did the last 16th of a mile in just a little bit above 6 1/5. So he even after that bad start, Mike, he just recovered so well. That race is good. It's better when you watch it on video with a clean start. Who knows how much you would have won that race by last time out. I got to go right back to him. Race 6, the 1, very quiet, listed at 4-1 on the morning.
And I think you'll get all of that because a lot of people are going to look at the fact it sure looks like Ricky Gonzalez, he had his choice with Pete, and he went to Opus Uno, the 7, bull trained by Pete Miller.
True.
Coming off a maiden 50 win at Del Mar, off a little bit of a layoff on September 5th. He's 5-2, very quiet on the inside, 4-1. You'll get it, and this horse is very live, Bruce. There's no doubt about it.
Agreed. I think we'll get all of 4-1. You also have AP again, who ran, by the way, AP again ran in the split the same day as very quiet. He ran a little faster, so I think AP again is going to get a lot of money. I agree. I think between AP again and Opus Uno, they're going to take up a lot of the money here. And everything other than those 2 horses will drift up in price. I think maybe the rail might be one of those horses.
BetOnBruce.com, what's there now as we get ready to transition to Santa Anita on Friday?
So we have the 2 race track set up today with the full card at Los Alamitos on closing day with the last 7 at Churchill Downs added on. We call it the combo platter with audio. Best plays also at Los Alamitos with audio. We'll be covering during the week Churchill Downs. Maybe on an occasional day we'll take a look at Aqueduct and then back at Santa Anita next weekend.
Always a pleasure, Bruce. Thanks so much. Good luck here on closing day. Let's keep it going.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Bruce Finkelstein, and now we'll close this segment out with our good friend Bob Mazursky. He handles the daytime publicity and going to be very busy today with closing day and the mandatory payouts, a little bit of a jockey's race. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Once again, fill us in on how the jockey thing shakes out coming into today.
Yeah, right on, right now, Kazuchi Kimura has six winners, and he's one ahead of both Kyle Frey and Edgar Payeras. They're there with five each, and then the trainer standings, Doug O'Neill and Jesus Aranga both have four. Michael McCarthy has three, but he doesn't have any horses in today. So it's going to come down to either O'Neill or Aranga to win the training title.
Right, exactly. And, Bob, I know you wish this meet was just a little bit longer as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, it's nice when we have the first one in the LA County Fair Meet. That's 3 weeks at least, but it's hard to get any momentum going. But this meet has gone very well. The field size is up considerably over this meet last year. The handle and everything is up as well, so it's been good 5 days so far.
And again, Bob, I've said this quite a few times. Nobody wanted to see racing go away up north, but because of the consolidation, I think we got to conclude this is the right move, Bob.
I'm going to...
Hey, Bob, you were underwater there for about 10 seconds. Can you give us another shot?
That has a lot to do with the field size that those horses are running down here now. And I got to give credit to Randy Valdez, our racing secretary. I think he's done a great job.
He has.
Been creative, writing the condition book. So he's done a very good job.
All right, let's make some money here on closing day.
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number 7, Resemblance. He's a horse for course. He drops in class. I think this is a softer spot than he was in last time. I know the claiming price is higher, but I think this is a softer spot. He just likes it here. He's won here. He's never been off the board here. I think he'll get a good trip. Kimura takes over. So I like number 7, Resemblance, in race 3, listed at 7-2.
And post time for that for race 3 today at Los Al, 2:02 Pacific. Bob, I'll see you in a few minutes, man. Good luck on closing day.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You as well. Hey, listen, folks, it is here. It's an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. One final stop, we'll take it right now, coming back with Toby Callett from South Florida, and take two with the one and only Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets from Saratoga Springs.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. Today is closing day at the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Closing day means mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers, plus competitive racing from the first race to the last. Join us for the closing day of the meet. And after our final closing day race, exciting live racing continues at night at Los Al. Tonight, we'll have another great card with action-packed thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. And remember, the pools for our traditional nighttime pick six are always great. Last Sunday evening, our total pool was over $120,000. Want to enjoy the daytime racing action in style? The Vessels Club is the perfect place. Enjoy top simulcast action from across the country. For Vessels Club reservations for Santa Anita's upcoming weekend, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos.
folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz and the one and only Chris Monreal. Guys, great job. Really appreciate it right here in the shadow of the Big A at Angel Stadium each and every Sunday year-round. By the way, we're coming up on another milestone here with the show. November will mark 33 years on air. We started out Saturday, Sunday after the Big D had to cut it back to one, but still going strong. And thanks to everybody that supports us and to you, the listeners, for tuning in. A big thanks to Doug and Daniel O'Neill, great supporters of the show. With Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, they're at the corner of D Street and Foothill, just behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. Doug's got several horses in today. We wish him all the best on closing day here at Los Alamitos. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to the one and only Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. I'm well. How about you?
Doing good. I see you got 10 races, but what about a weather update?
Well, again, we're off the turf. It's been a bog here. I mean, I can tell you that they haven't had many turf races, and I haven't been on the turf much myself due to the weather. So there are plenty of excuses. This is one of the reasons that the summertime racing here is always been a thought. You know, maybe should cut back a bit or don't even card any turf races, but we make do with what we've got, and we're able to grind out a little bit and take what they give us.
Well, what do you want to give the listeners today, Toby?
I'm going to take you to the fourth race because it is on the dirt. And my top two picks both come off my horses to watch list, which I think should be a worthwhile deal. I love four, Sea Art, along with the three, Cap Ferrat, the five, St. Olaf Rose, and the two, Singing Sandra. That's 4-3-5-2, woohoo, in the fourth today at Gulfstream Park.
Well executed. I like that, Toby. And again, post time, four race, 4-2-23. Eastern time. Toby, it's always a pleasure. Any closing thoughts on closing day here at Los Alamitos? Are you going to get involved with the pick six?
I'm not much of a pick six guy, but the truth is it's a very good gambling card. I have I've picked away at a few plays so far at the meet, but I'm gearing up, of course, for the races on Friday. Mm-hmm. But this is a very, very good gambling card. I think the late pick four is very, very playable.
Terrific. Toby, all the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The weather is fantastic out here, I'll tell you that. It got a little hot last week. The sunrise this morning, John, it was beyond spectacular. I guess I just got to share that with you. And hopefully things are going well there. But weather is of zero concern, I can tell you, on closing day at Los Alamitos.
And I heard there was actually some rain over the weekend expected there, but I guess it missed, or it was further down south, right?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Now, Santa Anita put out a notification in advance. I think they put it out on Monday morning about no training on Tuesday. There was anticipated rain, so there'd be no training at all on the main track. So I borrowed a page out of some – I did some wood frame construction way back when, you know, just part-time cash. Statute of limitations has passed now. But there used to be the odd job superintendent. They'd put a brick out, a red brick, and if the brick changed color, they would tell everybody, hey, roll it up, head down to the bit on Live Oak here in South Arcadia. I put a brick out, and it remained unblemished. But not only was there no training on Tuesday morning, you could only jog the wrong way on Wednesday because the protocol
they
is...
if the track.
Thank you very much. So we lost 2 days training for a nothing burger.
It's a good thing they don't have that rule in New York, because they'd be racing maybe once a month, because they were always sealing the track here because
what
it
about
could rain at any time.
Louisville, Kentucky, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Exactly.
I don't know, John, and we have something called winter racing dates coming up. I know Nate Newby at Santa Anita, he's been advocating to get things adjusted, but so far no good. A certain lobby continues to hold sway. Safety is our primary objective. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get down to it, John. Who do you like on closing day at Los Alamitos?
Well, the 10th race seems to be the popular race today, Mike, and I'm going to look at the 10th race. I have to tell you, Kurt claimed it, made a terrific claim. His horse, Big Juanito, actually ran an 8 last time out. So that's a serious number for the horse that he claimed.
Yeah.
The problem is that he ran the 8, and he may regress off of it today. I like the number 3 horse in here, Mining District. You were talking about Doug O'Neill. Save a taco, have a pizza. Well, you could also bet the 3-horse Mining District in the last 4-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn. Has a win at Los Al in his one and only try here. He's also won at the distance. Ava Lascano, not many mounts at this meet, but we know that he's certainly capable. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 3, Mining District, upsets and wins today's 10th and final.
Interesting. All right, Mining District. Boy, if he gets the money, we're going to buy a whole lot of pizza. Trained by Doug O'Neill, as you noted, owned and bred by Ed Delaney. This is a 4-year-old chestnut gelding, California bred by Accelerate. Tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Los Al Selections.
Okay, terrific, John. And then what's on the agenda as far as the sheets go, looking into the new week? And as noted, we're entering today for opening day Friday at Santa Anita.
Well, we have Naira every day, Churchill every day, and, of course, California when they run every day as well. So the usual 3 tracks are always up.
Yeah, and never too early to point out you're going to be joining John Lindo at the South Point for a Breeders' Cup seminar, John.
Yeah, we do it every year, and people seem to like it, and we put on a pretty good show, if I must say so myself.
And that's day one of the Breeders' Cup, that Friday, October 31st.
Yes, it's in the lounge right next door to the race book at the South Point. They do a terrific job. One of the few places where the horse room and the sports room are separated, so it makes life a lot easier for people that are only playing horses.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it. So You'll have a full house up there that weekend. I mean, hopefully the entire town picks it up. As you know, we're hearing reports business pretty slow on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Surprisingly so, but I don't know, Mike. That just seems to be the way of the world these days.
I think they're kind of getting hit over the head with something called the market because, you know, the South Point, they don't charge to park there, but just about every place else on the Strip, they do. Food and beverage went way up after COVID, and that's not the way Vegas got to be Vegas.
No, they were always known for their 99-cent breakfast, if you even had to pay for it in half the places. But you're right, Mike. Unfortunately, this is the new world we live in.
Well, and it's a reality check, no doubt about that. Once again, Jonathan Hardoon says, let's try and mine a little gold with Mining District in Race 10 today at Los Al. But an aside to Kurt Hoover and company, their big Juanito, you report, got an 8 on the Rags and Sheets in his most recent start. So reasons to be encouraged there, John.
Absolutely, Mike. Next time out, bet out on Big Juanito. It'll be enough time.
Okay.
He'll be ready to fire.
Hey, John, hoping maybe you can have a sheet number on John Lindo's show next Saturday for Baeza, the way he performed yesterday in the Pennsylvania Derby.
Absolutely. We always do, Mike. Thanks so much. Yep. Stay safe and be well.
Have a great day. Again, my thanks to Elise Diaz, Chris Monreal. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this happen. We'll catch you next week with Santa Anita kicking off on Friday. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.